Medical News Today is sharing some information about exercise that I think some of you are going to find fascinating, encouraging. I plan to start this conversation today and probably, well, I may go ahead and share all of this with you today. I think that you're going to find this interesting, muy interesting, encouraging. I know that we really do need to do some things to improve our memories, right? So some people want to improve memory by, well, taking supplements. And that can definitely be a way to improve memory. Now, some of you have heard me mention this before. I must mention it again. You need to really proceed with caution when it comes to taking supplements to improve memory, especially if you're thinking about taking herbs that are promoted as that are marketed as being products that can help improve memory, but their safety, number one, and their effectiveness, number two, have not been proven. Now, I know that very often the companies that market these products will say, or at least suggest, that it has been proven that they are, these products are safe and or effective. They may market one or the other of those, but often they'll market both. But very often we don't have governmental organizations that confirm, the safety and effectiveness. You want both. I mean, if you're going to be spending your money, number one, you don't want to be buying something that's going to be harming you. Number two, you're spending your money. It is truly great that the product not harm you, but you do need it to do what the company says the product will do. Otherwise, spend that money somewhere else. But some of you may recall, those of you who heard me when I mentioned this some time ago, there have been times when people have marketed products that were supposed to improve the brain function in general, improve memory in particular, and those products were harmful. Not only did they not improve memory, but some of those products actually harmed the brain. I remember sharing with you specifically a product that was used in by some people in the UK, products that were supposedly manufactured for the purpose of improving memory and improving brain function in general. And there was no, I read of no evidence that the products improved memory function at all. But I can tell you what, as these people got sick and started having problems that they had never had in their bodies before, it was discovered by the medical professionals that the supplements they were taking were harming them. They were taking herbs that were marketed as products that will help. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, for ages, there have been many, many people who have made many, many products to be consumed, eaten, just swallowed whole, drank, and they were making stuff that was harmful. And very often, they're putting stuff out there that they know is harmful. How many of you recall the conversation I had with you some months ago when I talked about this product that was being made, and the lady was taking it in the UK, and she was using it in the UK, or was that here? But she was using it for the purpose of improving her performance when she exercised. This product was supposed to be safe and effective. Here's the thing. The company that made the product put in that product an ingredient that was the culprit. I think she started having seizures. I mean, she really got sick. I don't mean just a slight cold or anything like that. She had to go to the hospital and get emergency care. and finally was stabilized and she was okay. The people dug into, once they discovered what she had been consuming shortly before becoming ill, they isolated that particular product, and then they started studying that product, that supplement, and they found the ingredient that caused the problem. Now check this out. The ingredient that was in that product is one that the regulatory agency had previously determined was harmful to people's health, had directed that company to stop making products with that ingredient. They had to take that ingredient out of the product. So that particular product actually was taken off the market, the initial product. Then that same company started making a different product and put the same ingredient that they knew was harming people in the new product. So I'm just saying, you can't just, it's not safe to assume that the human beings or who are making stuff that are designed to be consumed by the rest of us human beings are making stuff that they know will be safe. So that's why I say you got to evaluate. And if you have no way of knowing whether or not the product is safe and effective, it's probably better not to take it. I mean, medications, oh, they can be bad news, but I know some people have to take the medication. The alternative is no better than the medication. Not taking medication could be just as bad as taking dangerous medications. Boosting memory. Is there something that we can do to boost memory without taking questionable supplements? The answer is yes, and I'll give you more details in just a few.